are living in urgent times, if you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, good afternoon, my friends. I am coming live again, as I've been saying the last couple of weeks, from a remote location. Today is September 13th, 2021, and we have a very powerful program lined up for you. But in the meantime, let us begin, as we always do, in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we offer up this program to you. We pray that it is wrapped in your divine will, that it is wrapped in Our Lady's mantle, that all who listen and all who are called to listen will be touched in a very powerful way today, that all the prayer intentions of our listeners be healed and heard in a very special way. We offer up the ministry, we offer up our friends at WTMR, and all those behind the scenes, including our producer, Joe. We thank you and praise you for all the people who make this program happen. And Jesus, we entrust this to your holy name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, my friends, we didn't go live last week. It was a rebroadcast for Labor Day. And so much is happening in the world, as I've been saying for months and months. And I hear constantly of the hurt and the pain of people who are listening. And this is why I chose today to really focus on the issue of living in God's divine will. And what is that? What does that mean? We think we know what it means, but most of us don't. And in 2 weeks, I'm having a special guest on, and we're going to be talking about the topic of, Lord, I hurt. I hurt so bad. So I just want to let you know that's in 2 weeks. And we'll be addressing these issues really powerfully over the next few weeks with special guests. So tell your friends to tune in, as always. But our special guest who will be coming on today, and I've had him on the air before, is Larry Leopold. He's a Roman Catholic with a Marian spirituality. He is a secular Carmelite and a husband and father of seven. Larry is an ICC certified life coach and spiritual director. He was trained by the Redemptorist. He's been studying, attempting to live in the gift of the divine will for over 25 years. He currently works with individuals and couples, either from his home or virtually via phone, Skype, or Zoom. So he is perfect. We're going to talk about some of the writings of Louisa Picaretta, what in the world is living in God's divine will mean, and how it applies to you, the listener, in a very special way. So if you're depressed, if you're an alcoholic, a drug addict, a person in a business, you may have your life all together, you think. You may feel pretty good today. This is the program for you. And I'm praying because Larry's calling in from a cell phone, and I'm calling in from a cell phone, so we're praying that there isn't any overlap in our conversations. And if there is, that's technology, because one of us would have to be on a landline. So I ask your forgiveness in advance for any technical problems, and we're praying through the power of the Holy Spirit that the program touches your heart in a special way. As many of you know, Kathleen McCarthy is live via Facebook and radio tomorrow, every Tuesday, from 4 to 6 p.m. My friends, I challenge all of you to share the link to this Facebook Live program in advance, not wait. And if you're wondering, hey, I don't know what I'm doing, I just click on what's sent to me and then I listen. At the bottom of your link, when you're listening to Kathleen, you'll see the word share. All you have to do is hit that, and it'll show some of the people that are your friends on Facebook. We want to triple the amount of listeners for Kathleen's program, because, my friends, we are living in dire times. We need to be a community, if we can't be together, as many of our listeners are all over the United States and other countries, we need to share our lifeline of hope and prayer and healing globally, not as it started, just a Philadelphia network, radio network. This is a global Catholic radio network. You cannot believe the amount of listeners we have all over the world and all over the United States, not just through Facebook, but this was happening before Facebook. So I challenge you tomorrow, before Kathleen even begins the program, when that link comes through to your house, I want you to click on it and go to share. And let's share, let's triple. I challenge all the listeners to triple share that when by Thanksgiving that the numbers are off the charts, as they are now. So we praise you and thank you, Jesus, in advance for this. We know that you have a divine plan for this Catholic radio network that has been on consistently, underline, 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 for 40-plus years. We have to get the exact time frame. 40-plus years, never going off the air, through the grace of God. Because, why? Because the network lives in God's divine will. And it's not about making money. It's about ministering to souls. So whether you're Catholic, evangelical, Methodist, Lutheran, no matter who you are, and if you think you're accidentally tuning in today, this is the program for you. We're going to learn how to live in God's divine will, how to ease that pain of horrendous anxiety that's filling all of us and fear that's creeping into our hearts, our families, our homes. How can we get rid of it? You think you know how, I thought I did, but the Lord has a specific plan, and that is we need to learn to live in his divine will. I'm going to read a prayer before Larry calls in from Venerable Charles de Foucauld, F-O-U-C-A-L-D. It's called the Prayer of Abandonment. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will, whatever you may do, I thank you. I'm ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart. For I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself to you, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve and with boundless confidence, for you are my Father. Amen. And again, it's called The Prayer of Abandonment, written by Venerable Charles de Foucauld. Probably 20 years ago, I did a television documentary on his life. And at the time, you know, his whole ministry is dedicated to living in surrender, abandonment, which is truly living in God's divine will. Little did I know that I would be led into the divine will of the Lord through the writings of Luisa Picaretta. So, my friends, don't turn the dial. This is a program for you. And I always say this when we have a special guest, but Larry is an informed man of God who lives it. He lives it for over 25 years. So please make sure you tell your friends now to tune in, because it's a powerful program. And again, our special guest calling in today will be Larry Leopold. He's a Roman Catholic with a Marian spirituality, a secular Carmelite, and a husband and father of seven. He's an ICC-certified life coach and spiritual director. He's trained by the Redemptorist. He's been studying and attempting to live in the gift of the divine will for over 25 years. Yes, not 25 days, 25 years. He works with individuals and couples, either from phone or home or virtually, Skype or Zoom. So when he calls in, I'm praying the connection is good, because we're calling from two different states, and I pray that you are touched in a very powerful way.
He's on right now.
Also, yeah, we have Larry on the line.
I hear you, Ann. This all sounds very, very nice. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you, Larry. I know from just going back over your new bio. You're a busy man on Zoom, on phone, and at home as a life coach and a spiritual director. And Larry, we have talked about living in the divine will in programs past, but we have a whole new listening audience. So what in the world is living in God's divine will, and why should we?
The large question, and we don't have hours. So I will say, though, that we've added one more thing to that end, and that is that we are on YouTube, and we have a YouTube channel called Divine Will Era, in which we do book reviews of various authors on the divine will. So that would be a good connect as well, and it's always available. So the divine will. What's particularly wonderful about the divine will are the times we're living in, right, Anne?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. We're living in unprecedented times. It's a time of uncertainty, of division, of fear. And usually people turn to God in times like this, but in reality, there's never been times like these, right?
No.
We have scientists telling we're doomed, climate change, the worldwide debt is teetering, terrorism increasing. We have earthquakes, wildfires, droughts, storms. They're all increasing in severity and frequency. The number of innocent children killed in the womb is just unprecedented and growing more than any other genocide in history. The families in shambles, mass looting, shootings are happening almost daily. Technology is not helping. It does, and then it's trying to undermine us at the same time. Suicides, increasing birth rates plummeting. It's just upside down. Some nations have an epidemic of obesity from too much food, and others are starving. So all of this is going on, and most people are sick and tired of what the world's become. Everyone knows that something's got to give, right? And it feels that feeling of something big is about to happen. Some change is coming, right? So traditionally, during times of famine, drought, or plague, people turn to church as a rock, but even there, we're on the cross with Jesus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
People are divided, uncertain, or fearful. So that's the big question. So then where do we turn?
Well, Larry, we always hear, oh, turn to God. But living in the divine will is a way of prayer and a way of the Lord keeping us safe. Explain what living in the divine will means.
Well, I'm glad you even put it like that, because at a time like this, God is turning to us, all right? And he is offering an unprecedented gift for unprecedented times. But the question is, what are we looking to do? Are we just trying to survive our fears, whatever they are? Are we just hoping to sneak into heaven and kind of get past all this? Or are we open to being a part of what God's doing in these times? And want to be a part of bringing the world back to its senses and back to him. Even back to his original plan, which is Genesis, right? Paradise on earth, an era of peace. Well, all of that is what the divine will is about. Right? So it isn't a personal plan of holiness. It's a divine plan of restoration of everything and with incredible divine benefits, right? So, if I could quote Jesus talking to Louisa, this is back in July 14th of 1923. Louisa Picaretta is a servant of God to whom Jesus dictated all the particulars about the divine will in 36 volumes, which the church has approved and are tweaking now and releasing them to us as they can. And her canonization is moving right along. So these are good. These are trustworthy and dependable. But he's talking about the world being upside down, much as we all know it is now. But that because of that, everyone is now hoping and waiting for a new era of peace and of light. And that's what this gift is to help happen. He says the world is exactly at the same point as when I was about to come on earth. All were awaiting a great event where a new era has indeed occurred. The same is now, Jesus says. Since the great event, the new era, which is the will of God done on earth as it is in heaven, sound familiar, right?
Yes.
It's coming. It's coming. And everyone's awaiting this new era. They're tired of the present one without knowing what this new thing, this change is about. These are Jesus' own words. Just as they did not know what was happening when I came upon the earth. This expectation is a sure sign in itself that the hour is near. But the surest sign that I am manifesting what I want to do, and that turning to one soul, just as I turned to my mother in descending from heaven to earth, I communicated to her, who is Louisa, my will and the goods and effects that it contains to make of them, make of us, a gift for the whole of humanity. So Jesus is inviting us to a whole lot more than fixing what's going on right now. If anything, what's going on right now is a preparation for this era of peace, and the gift of the divine will makes us ambassadors, messengers, the militia of love, right, to help bring down this kingdom of the divine will on earth now. So he's giving us this gift. It took me a long time to get there, right?
Let's get specific. How do we go about it? I mean, you're talking about the writings and, of course, the sacred scriptures and what we're living through. What are the specific steps that our listeners can take to move into the Lord's divine will?
Good. Okay. Now, as we say, this gift is not the same as what we're used to. It's not a virtue. It's not a life of virtue. It's not a life of holiness. He's moving us into a life of divinity itself by grace. Okay. And there's four steps that very simple steps on how we can receive this gift and live and grow in it. All right. And the first step is just to want it. Desire the gift, right? If you desire the gift, God will do the rest, right? You just do your best, he'll do the rest. And to desire the gift is to be sincere and say, God, I want to let go of my human will so that you can fuse yourself with me in your divine will. Now, you say this in your own words, so however, but with the sincerity and commitment that you really want not only to do God's will, but to have God's will become your will, right? Which he will do. That's what he says. Do your best, and I will do the rest. Now, this sounds very familiar because Jesus has been preparing this for us for a long time, from abandonment of divine providence by Jean de Cassade to the novena of surrender, which I'm sure your listeners have said, consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which Anne and I have done. All of this is to cooperate with God's will only. And like Mary, just never do any act of our human will, only God's will. So that's step one. Is that doable?
That's doable. Right? What's step two?
Step two is to grow in the knowledge of what Jesus is teaching us this is, and all the graces it contains, all the steps of how we can go deeper into it, and all the ways that we can spread the grace around the world. And these are contained in the 36 little tiny volumes dedicated to Louisa in a little copy book, right? And the beauty of it is that just like how when you read scripture, you know, it comes alive within you. The more you read it, different days, different things strike you because it's the living word. Well, it's the same with this, and it's called the returning the creature to the state to which they were first made, designed. Right? And these are the volumes of heaven that Jesus gave Louisa. These when Jesus speaks to you through these little books, and they're little books, it's the voice of Jesus, but it's a voice that is so tender and loving, pleading with his children to please love him back and how much he loves us, but he's just looking for the return of that love, not only from us, but that we can be the voice of not only every man, woman that lives on earth now, but whoever did live on earth or ever will live on earth. And on top of that, all of creation, right? You know how all creation groans for the appearance of the sons of God?
Yeah.
This is the sons of God appearing. If you want to be one of the sons of God and helping nature have a voice where all of nature can say back to God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God the Father, for creating us. We love you too. Nature is mute, and we're the voice, and that's how he designed us to be. That's what Adam was. And now we are to be that voice to continue and complete the circle of love from creation to gratitude and restoration. That's step two. Okay? Doable?
I'm with you.
All right, step three. Now we allow our lives to become of one piece. Right? We grow in the integrity of the virtues, right? So that we avoid sin. We practice the virtues and the disciplines of the virtues. Matthew 25, living as the church and our reception of the sacraments, Mass, adoring God in the Eucharist. All of these things are helping us become a safe place for God's divine will to be and stay. But guess what? We don't have to be perfect in that in order to receive the gift. Because as soon as we ask for the gift, God gives it to us then, wherever we are in our journey to him, it doesn't matter. We have Jesus living in us in his person, not like in his presence through the sacrament of baptism, but in his person, like it does in the Holy Eucharist, helping us grow and become holy, right? So that we too can achieve spiritual marriage, just, like the greatest saints. But that growth in virtue, which we can still do the divine acts and live in the divine will on the way there imperfectly, when we achieve mastery of living in virtue, then we've become a safe place for God to deposit this gift of living in the divine will in a permanent way, a continuous fashion. So now we not only are stable in the gift of the divine will, but we become divine. We actually, as we practice doing our fiats in every moment like Mary did, let it be done unto me according to your word. Let this gift activate in me so that as I'm washing the dishes, it's Jesus washing the dishes. So that my allowing Jesus to wash the dishes releases divine grace into the whole world. And where we direct that grace is part of who we are. And as we do this, as we say, through our normal life and grow in holiness and stability, then once our fiats have become more or less permanent in our life, that we're always just doing everything with Jesus now, right? We actually are living more in heaven than on earth, much like Elizabeth of the Trinity says, I have discovered heaven, and it is in my heart. And so now the virtue and the growth in virtues gives way to life, which is the fourth step, just experiencing the heaven of living in the peace and the detachment and the joy of the divine will. Isn't that lovely? And we were just reading this on the radio yesterday from the Virgin Mary, talking about her experience of living in the kingdom of the divine will. And as she speaks to us as a mother, and she's talking to Louisa here, she says, my daughter, peace, detachment, and courage form the void, the space in the soul where the divine will can take up its permanent place. And it, being intangible to every pain and including that fear or trepidation about what's going on in the world, brings perennial festivity in the creature. Therefore, courage, my child. Tell me that you want to live on the divine will, and your mother will think of everything. And she's there as the queen of the divine will to help us, give us the grace, show us the way, and help us not only become like her, you know, but some writers just say become her, because as she is one in the divine will with Jesus, and we become one with Jesus in the divine will, we become one with Mary, right? And as Jesus says, and one with the Father. It's all one. It's all one, Anne.
Well, so, Larry, I have a question for you, though.
If
we're moving to step five, you know, is this a one-time process of, Lord, I surrender to your divine will, or do we have to work at this every day and every moment?
That is the growth in virtue part, absolutely. That our yes needs to be a continual yes, a continual fiat, and it's like we say it till we believe it, we say it till we become it. I often tell my people that, you know, it's like, Jesus, I trust in you. Say that whether you do or not. All right? And eventually the grace of that and the intention of that will sink into us. And by the same point, living the virtues, which in basically is love your neighbor as yourself, becomes the most wooing activity that shows God how much we love him, all right? Because we can say, I love you, John, and then not show it to our neighbors, even to our home, and it just isn't true, right? We only love God as much as we love our neighbors, and the practice of that day by day, and the practice of doing the work of the divine will, which includes converting our human activity into divine activity by including Jesus to do it in us, and then taking our prayer, a contemplative prayer of speaking on behalf of all of creation, every human that ever lived, every act of creation that God ever did, every act that Jesus did as he walked through the earth, and every act of sanctification the Holy Spirit is doing, like we know through the charismatic renewal how much his activity is. That activity, we continually redo and repeat so that Jesus can take the grace of all those, thank you, God, I love you, praise you, God, we adore you, and in Jesus' own words and his own heart, he takes those acts to the Father. So it's Jesus giving it to the Father with perfect love, as opposed to our offering our works in sanctifying grace so they become supernatural. But that's still human. But when we allow Jesus to do them in us, they become divine.
Well, speaking of becoming divine, we have to take a commercial break, Larry.
I thought.
just stay on the line, my friend, Larry, and my friends will be back after this commercial break with Larry Leopold discussing living in the Lord's divine will. Hold on, please.
Kathleen McCarthy enhances my life in so many ways. She's a friend, a teacher, and at times, a true spiritual mother. She has the great gift of meeting and loving each person where they are at. My name is Kathy Tierney. After I met Kathleen, I started to listen to her radio programs. In the Silence of My Heart is so special, because the words provoke personal meditation and reflection. It gives gems to think about Jesus' love for me and for each of us. Our Lord then put Kathleen and Father Dermot Roach together when the Holy Spirit is with you. What a match. Wow. The program is an hour, but amazingly it is like a coffee break that flies by. Our Blessed Mother and the Holy Spirit brought us the child Jesus. And Kathleen and Father Dermot bring Jesus, the Word, to the opening of every program. After the reading of the Holy Gospel, Their teaching conversation so stirs your heart and soul, you will know the Holy Spirit is with you.
My friends, it is you who have stood lockstep with us in underpinning our apostolate by your powerful prayers and sacrificial financial giving. We have no doubt that you surely are the angels the Lord said he would send to us, and we are forever grateful. These are urgent times, and we need to proclaim the truth of God's word, which alone can set us free. And we need to bring the Lord's healing power, love, and mercy out to a world that is in such desperate need. As your local Catholic radio apostolate, we are humbled and mightily blessed to have your loyal support. For our new listeners who would be interested in joining us, we can be reached at 610-527-2906 or on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, my friends, welcome back. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, and you're listening to Thy Will Be Done on In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. Our special guest today is Larry Leopold, and we're discussing living in the divine will. And if you haven't heard of Larry, he's a Roman Catholic with a Marian spirituality. He's a secular Carmelite, a husband and father of seven. He's an ICC-certified life coach and spiritual director trained by the Redemptorist. He's been studying and attempting to live in the gift of divine will for over 25 years. He works with individuals and couples, either from his home or virtually via phone, Skype, or Zoom. My friends, thank you for joining us today. I just want to remind you of the Ad Lumina Christi retreat, the beginning of November at Malvern Retreat House with Father Dermot Roche and Kathleen McCarthy from Monday night to Friday morning. You need to call Malvern. Don't wait. I think they're building the list and some hotels in the area. So don't procrastinate. So give Malvern Retreat House a call, again, the beginning of November, for the powerful, life-changing Ad Lumina Christi retreat. Larry, are you still with us?
Right here, Ann.
Okay. Is there a number five on the list?
No, but what we do is we repeat and rinse. Rinse and repeat, right? So we want to go deeper into it. Well, particularly like you're asking, how do you do this on a day-by-day basis, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does this look like as you are trying to grow in the gift of the divine will and become more stable so that God can give it to us permanently, right? And so we're going to go back to step two again and go a little deeper. Is that okay?
I would love that, Larry. Thank you.
All right. So as we say, with the knowledges, the people perish for lack of vision, right? And so what Jesus did in spending all the time, years and years of dictating to Louisa, not only the particulars on how to grow in the divine will, but to inspire us by his loving, needling us, by wooing us, seducing us with his kind and gentle love in these volumes, they transform us by themselves. They are inspirational and transformative because of the love he has, and they stir our love in return. And these knowledges that he is dictating to us, we know them just because we were created to know them. So in the heart of our hearts, as we hear what he's teaching us, it brings us back to not only ourselves, but to his original design within us, right? And we resonate with them in a way that the way I talk, even our teaching of it, can't do, because they are Jesus' own words. So as we learn and begin to, in a sense, put into practice what we learn there on how to live in the divine will, which again is this awareness of his presence within us and a fusing of our will with him, a letting go of our will, so that with every act that we do, whether we're thinking, breathing, walking, sleeping, all of these are the human acts that God can convert into divine acts by Jesus, allowing Jesus to do them. It's so funny to me. It's almost like putting on the Philly Fanatic mascot costume. But instead of the Philly Fanatic, it's my Larry skin. And I'm allowing Jesus to walk around the earth in Larry's skin, whereas I see this, that, and the other. And I say, okay, Jesus, what do we do here? Would you like to have a McDonald's today, Jesus? Would you like to help that person who's hungry, Jesus? You know, and letting Jesus be a part of all of that turns those acts through this gift into a divine act, right? And so it's all divine. The more we can recall it and do it, they become current divine acts. But in the morning, just as we used to do and still do our morning offering, we do a version of that we call the prevenient act, in which case we say, Jesus, I might not be able to remember in my busy day to do this every minute. So please take every minute and everything I do today and let them be divine acts through your grace. And then give me the grace to remember what we used to call actual grace, right? So that I can offer individual things even more firmly with greater efficacy into current acts of divine acts. So those are all the things that we can then do when we learn them through the knowledges. But then, as you point out, the work, that's the divine will work. And each time we do a divine act, one single divine act, Jesus told us, has more merit because it's Jesus doing it, not us, than all the holy acts done by all the saints of all time combined, right? Because again, this is the act of the triune Godhead within us, the Creator. So they're creative acts on the scale of divinity. So there's no way for us to even understand how infinitely greater each one of those are. But that's the kind of power that our activity can now yield in terms of grace to renew the face of the earth. Because at the core of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit, who is love. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. And this is how. This is how, instead of the little candle of my work, my activity, we're bringing great suns of God's will to do the work and lighting up the world in the darkness that it's suffering from right now. But in the virtue, step three we talked about, oftentimes this is the work, and you recall, you and I, we used to do the healing ministry of helping people through the pain and the wounds that they had, sometimes from childhood, which might have impeded not only their ability to trust God, but also their ability to recognize that it's okay to let go of my human will, that I can trust God, right? That he loves us. And that if I surrender to him, only good things will happen. And so our healings are legion within us. But as we practice the disciplines of virtue, whether it's almsgiving, whether it's just kindness and helping those in prison, spiritual, corporal works of mercy, all of these help us detach from what we would call the vices, the wounds that keep us bound, keep us not free. And as we actively cooperate with God's grace in these practice of virtue through prayer, work, study, right, and loving others, We are freed from those wounds and are able to progress now in greater and greater holiness, especially greater and greater in prayer. We can move from beautiful vocal prayers and devotions into deeper aspects of infused contemplation, prayer of quiet, right? Into what they call spiritual betrothal, which is engagement with God, and then ultimately into the spiritual marriage, right? That St. Catherine of Siena, Teresa of Avila, and John of the Cross all speak of. Those are now not only possible, but more possible, because this gift that God is giving us is his strategy to help bring the world into this heaven on earth that he wants and needs us to have so much. And this is the time. We see the signs of it. We know this is the time. And the gift of the divine will is the means to bring about this era of peace. All right. How's that sound? Can that make sense?
Yes, Larry, I have a question for you.
Let's
peek into the home of someone in South Philly, for example. We're peering in the window, and this person's just waking up, putting on the coffee. They have a pile of bills on the dining room table. They just lost their job. Someone died of COVID. They're scared to death. They're saying, I've prayed and prayed all of my life, and this is what I end up with. What's your response in light of the divine will to this person as we peek in the window?
All right. And that's very good, because that's where we are today, too. All right. And that is all the things we're afraid of. All right. And so, as I said in the beginning there, it's like, what is it that we're looking for? Okay. And I think it comes to mind during World War II, the largest extermination, Maximilian Kolbe, right? The militia of the Immaculata, right? Going to the death camps, right? He was able to still be joyful. And I believe he was in the divine will when he did this too. He was able to stay in that place of detachment and peace and joy, because he had the courage of this total surrender that we talk about. That when we have released our human will to God, he builds a fence of peace around us. And so we have a sense of holy indifference is what it's called. All right, so yes, the bills are still coming up, right, and they have to be paid. And it's like, now, this is a real challenge. It's like, okay, if I don't pay the bills, I lose the home, we're on the street, and our storyteller within us begins unraveling all the bad things that will happen, okay? Now, I'm not talking magic here. I'm talking trust and faith, that as we give the finances to Jesus and say, these aren't my finances, Jesus, these are yours. What are you going to do about them, okay? What do you want to have happen? Whatever you want, I want, all right? And there's a shift there. And it sounds like words, but it's not. It's a shift of our heart. It's a shift of our will. It's not only trusting God, but it's releasing control over our life so that we are not only just going to be able to pay bills, but we'll be part of something miraculous that God's doing in the world, right? Edith Stein, it was another one. Even though she was a Catholic Carmelite convert, she was Jewish. But when it came time and they were coming to arrest her, her comment was that she was going willingly for the sake of the Jewish people who were in the camps. And so they both had this joy, which no one could touch. In the midst of the storm, they had the joy. And in that kind of situation, that where the more we surrender to God, it's in a sense the only way we can twist God's arm to help us in our plight, if it's his will. So if it's a dying from COVID, right? Well, in a sense, it brings us back to remembering that God knows the time, the day, and the hour. That it wasn't COVID, it wasn't masks, it wasn't vaccines that determined this. but that God's plan is still in control, and that that has not changed, and that we can trust him, and that our fear of suffering and death is our fear, right? These are part of God's larger plan of restoration for us for all eternity. And so that's part of the journey, is to not only see our lives, but the whole world through the perspective of God's eyes. What is God's plan of salvation? Okay. And what brings to mind for me is Peter, when Jesus was talking about going down into Jerusalem, where they would put him on the cross and kill him, right? And he would die. And Peter, full of normal human courage and love, said, never, I will never allow this to happen. I will not permit you to go. And what did Jesus say to Peter? Right? Get behind me, Satan. Now, there was nothing horrific about what Peter was doing. He was loving Jesus. But he didn't know God's divine plan for all of humanity. And he was getting in the way of the greater good. This journey into the gift of the divine will is a transmutation. When we become divine, we no longer think like human thoughts. We allow God's divine thoughts to become our thoughts. Right? Much in the same way as when I was a child, I thought like a child. But now that I'm a man, I put away the childish things, and I think like a man, and I act like a man. And God is taking us beyond man into Godhead by grace, not by nature. Right? And not just to participate in the divinity's work of salvation of the world, but to possess it so that heaven becomes ours. All of creation becomes ours. So all the people we're afraid for in the world, who may be, you know, catching this disease or the flu or any of the other hundreds of other diseases, we hold them in our heart, and they are the ones whose loves we redo, whose lives we redo, and whose love we return on their behalf to God. So we are having God's will of loving all his creation become our will to love all of creation. And in that perspective, it isn't born of fear, because perfect love casts out fear. And so, yeah, this is heroic virtue when you're facing all that's going on right now in the world, including the little guy in South Philly, right? But the ones who are doing this best are the ones we never hear about. And they might well live in South Philly, and nobody knows what they're doing, because this is hidden. This isn't a showy thing. This is just a hidden cooperation with God's plan for all of us and all of creation. And as you do that, your soul, your spirit, even your humanity is lifted up into heaven while we're doing it. And that's a pretty good swap off for being afraid about paying a bill. What do you think?
Larry, I mean, we only have a few more minutes together. How would one, you had mentioned a YouTube channel, if you can, please mention it again for our listeners. If you're just tuning in, there is a special YouTube channel for the Divine Will. What is it, Larry?
It's called Divine Will Era. So we try and make it easy to remember. That's what we're all calling down by our acts, is heaven on earth in this new era of the Divine Will. So the channel is Divine Will Era. And you can reach me. I'll even give my email if you wish. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
It's Leopold, spelled L-E-O-P as in Paul, O-L-D as in David, C-M as in Charlie Mary, number1@gmail.com. And this is my life now, and you know that. This is all I do, and I have given my life to God in doing this. And trusting him to pay the bills, and he's been doing a pretty good job. So I have to say that God is trustworthy, and if we love him, we trust him.
Larry, would you mind just saying a quick prayer for our listeners? They love prayer at the end. If you could pray for our listeners who are aching to live in God's divine will today.
Lord, thank you for our grace for us to be attracted to you and that first and second conversion for many of us to want what you want, okay? This is an extraordinary grace, and I know you don't give it to everyone, but you want it for everyone. And so I thank you, Lord, for those that are blessed with this gift. And with them, Lord, we wish to fuse our human will. We wish to let go of our human will so much that it's no longer I who live, but your divine will living in me. And I pray this for all of us, that your divine will in us is able to take all our actions and the love that we have for God the Father. We wish for you to take it to God the Father as your own love, so that it becomes divine itself, and therefore the kind of love that God the Father deserves. He's given his divine love to create us, and we ask you to give our love transmuted into your divine love back to him. And in this circle of love, this love affair that you have had with us, we want to be part of that and let you know that we love you too. And if this great gift helps us have greater love for you and for you to experience greater love from us, we want it with all our heart. And we ask you to just make it simple enough for us to follow and be make us acceptable to you so that it can be a permanent state, and let all the earth be blessed so that your kingdom may come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we say fiat, right?
Amen.
Fiat.
Well, thank you, Larry. We appreciate you taking the time. And again, it's if you're looking for YouTube, it's Divine Will Era. He has an accent. I'm telling you, he has a Delco accent. It's ERA. Divine Will ERA. Is it .net or .org?
No, that when you go on the Divine Will, when you go on YouTube.com,
okay.
There's a search bar, and you pop in Divine Will Era, and the whole, there's 100 or so videos there for the Divine Will.
And then if one would like to reach you or with questions or spiritual
yes.
coaching or direction, how would one do that again?
Well, I gave the email, leopoldcm1@gmail.com, or I can give my phone number, right, which is fine, 610-656-1519. All right, and God bless you, Aaron. Thank you for letting this go out to everybody.
Well,
and everyone, this is a great gift. Please say yes.
Well, God bless you, Larry, and my love to your beautiful wife, Ann. God bless you.
God bless you, dear.
Thank you. Well, my friends, I hope and pray, as I did, that you experienced a great outpouring of the love of the Lord today. You know, it's our intent that all the radio programs and all the radio broadcasters bring you life-changing programs to give you hope and joy, not doom and gloom, but hope and joy. And, you know, to have Larry Leopold on today was such a gift. And he's been on with us before, and he's written a book for children, which we didn't even get into today, but we will at another time. But if you contact him, he's written a book for children about the divine will. So it's beautifully illustrated, beautifully written. And again, I highly encourage, if you want your children to learn about the divine will and Louisa Picaretta, he has a beautiful children's illustrated book that was just released this year. And again, we'll have him back speaking of this. He has so many levels of expertise that we could share on the air. I also want to let you know Kathleen will be on the air tomorrow for her Facebook Live. If you don't have Facebook, get a family member to help you to get on Facebook, and you contact the office, and they will send a link to you as soon as Kathleen goes on the air. So tomorrow, you know the administrator's on vacation, so just type in Kathleen McCarthy on Facebook, and it should take you to the link. If not next week when the administrator's back, be sure to call the office to be placed so whenever she is on the air that the link comes up. It's a very powerful program, and I ask those who do listen, we're going to triple the numbers. We're going to triple the numbers by the holidays, and because this is heard all over the world, many people, I was telling this to my husband today, some people believe that, oh, this is just a local yokel radio broadcast. My friends, this is heard in South America, Europe, all over the United States, not just through Facebook, but it has been. And you need to know the breadth and scope of this radio broadcast in His Sign Catholic Radio Network that's been on 40-plus consecutive years, never going off, never begging you for money, just asking you if, out of the goodness of your heart, you'd like to support the program. Kathleen McCarthy takes nothing. She's the president of the network. None of the broadcasters do. It's a volunteer network. That's right, 40-plus years volunteering. I also want to mention the Ad Lumina Christi Retreat the first week of November at Malvern, M-A-L-V-E-R-N, Retreat House in Malvern, Pennsylvania. Father Dermot Roche and Kathleen will be giving this retreat. It starts on a Monday evening with dinner and ends Friday morning after breakfast. You can't get enough of this retreat. It's always sold out, but they are accepting additional people who would stay at a hotel down the road with a shuttle service. So call Malvern Retreat House tomorrow. Even get on the waiting list if you have to, or ask them about the local hotel arrangements. This is a once-in-a-lifetime retreat. Once-in-a-lifetime. If you can't get enough of the teaching of Father Dermot and Kathleen, this is the retreat for you. And every single Mass, as it is in our own parishes, is a healing Mass. So it isn't a one-time healing Mass. Every single day, she has healing services with Father Dermot. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. And I ask that you pray for this amazing radio network, that as it pivots and turns into the direction the Lord has called it to in the future years, that you pray protection upon all who participate in this ministry. Pray protection on WTMR. This is one ministry that has its sword in the ground, that's drawing the line in the sand, that has St. Michael at the head, Padre Pio, and St. Joan of Arc standing at the helm, because a mighty message needs to be shared that you are given the gift of hope, the gift of courage in these desolate times. No matter how hard it gets, you can always turn to this radio network from 4 to 5 most days, 4 to 6 when Kathleen's off, on rather, and it's very, very powerful. Just, you have to hear the testimonies of the people's lives that have been changed, healed, a lot of spiritual healing, a lot of emotional healing, which is really the root. If you want to be healed, get to confession or confess your sins to the Lord. It is the start of a very powerful healing. So until next week, my friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.